Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
People, what is the word? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks. With me on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine every week, is the ever-popular Nobody. Trying to get music on the intro here. Don't mind me. Couple of quick things before I get into this week. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody that hit me up via Facebook, text message, Twitter, whatever, to let me know that kids fall and that I shouldn't worry about that kid who fell in aftercare and his father will get over it. I hope so. I don't have children, so I don't know how that works. I was a bit worried about it. Also, before I get into the crux of what's happening today, it's Wednesday morning. I'm off work, so I decided to record. I was going to record last night, but I was still digesting. We'll explain. This is totally random, but I'm just going to say this. I had a girl on Facebook who updated her status with now she is in a relationship. First of all, I'm happy for people. I really am. Maybe you should delete your Plenty of Fish profile first before you change the Facebook status. But besides that, like, That's the quickest way to get unfriended. And this isn't, like, chauvinistic or anything, but, like, there is no reason I need that person on my Facebook. One of those girls that takes selfies from the neck up because, you know, she's got nothing but excuses for why she doesn't have a gym body. Everything is freaking drama-rama. It's like every week was a new status about how men hurt her and how she can't trust boys anymore. I mean, I don't need that shit. Nobody needs that. And all I did, I stayed Facebook friends with this girl. So, like, eventually when she realized, you know, the best option out there is Jay Porks, she would come hit me up and, you know, be less needy and settle. That's the thing. I know I'm skinny. I know I got a cool man bun. And I know I got an awesome podcast and an awesome job. But still not down to do any work. I'm going to need these girls to settle. Come down to my level. Because I'm not upselling myself for anybody. Working towards relationships is something that's over. Relationships are supposed to be fun and rewarding and happy things. They're not supposed to be something you work for. Just like when people can't get drugs and they get all tense and they cry and they complain. Like, that's nice and all, but I thought you did drugs to ease the pain. If getting drugs is a stressful thing for you, then maybe if you stopped getting drugs, that stress would be alleviated from your life. But I digress. Debategate. Dun 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 dun. I don't believe 84 million people watch the debate. There are 84 million people. There's a percentage. I'm not going to say all of them. There is a percentage of 84 million Americans who still aren't sure if they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Does anyone else, after watching the debate, think that that's even crazier than it was before they watched the debate? I mean, seriously. Honestly. If you tuned in on Monday night to every channel, because it was on every channel, what you saw is somebody who's been preparing for this their whole lives versus somebody who, you know, thinks this is fun. Thinks this is fun and games. What I'm going to do is, I have a list of lies that Donald Trump has told. It's an article that came out in the New York Times. And I'm going to read it to you. Not read it to you. I'm going to read the lies and the fact check. I was against going in the war, into the war in Iraq. He never publicly expressed opposition for the war before, and he made supportive remarks to Howard Stern. He was on the Howard Stern show a number of years ago, and he said, quote, I did support going into war in Iraq. Okay, so there's that. This is just like the, this is an article in the Times, New York Times, not the LA Times, not that crap. He said his supportive comments came, he made about the Iraq war came long before the war began, even though he expressed support for the war as recently as in September 2002, when Congress was debating whether to authorize military action. So before military action was authorized into the war in Iraq, Donald Trump expressed his supportive comments for the war. He said he publicly opposed the Iraq war in an Esquire interview pretty quickly after the war started. That Esquire interview appeared in August 2014, 17 months after the war began. So, hindsight is 2020 after all. Before the Iraq invasion, he said he told the Fox News anchor Neil Cavuto something pretty close to, don't go in and don't make the mistake of going in. Not remotely close. He told Mr. Cavuto that President George Bush had to take decisive action. So is taking decisive action, don't go in? Me personally, I don't think that that's not, I don't think that that's decisive action. He said that when Howard Stern asked him about Iraq in 2002, it was the first time the word Iraq was even mentioned to him. Even though in the year 2000, he expressed alarm about Saddam Hussein and the situation in Iraq in his own book that came out in 2000. So he mentioned it in his book 2 years prior to him saying it on Howard Stern, 14 years prior to him saying that he didn't say it before 2002. If you're going to tell lies, you need to keep track of what you're doing. You see what's happening with my poll numbers with African Americans. They're going like high. Polls show I'm winning virtually no support from African Americans. Actually, if you check polls, he's in the single digits of supporters for African Americans. African American voters are supporting him in the single digits. It could be the lowest ever support by the African American community for any presidential candidate since they've been taking stats. Almost, it seems, everybody agrees with his position on immigration, even though most Americans oppose his signature positions on immigration. He's made a lot of progress with black and Hispanic voters, and, quote, you see that in the polls, even though no major poll has shown him making up significant ground with black or Hispanic voters. Quote, he was never a fan of Colin Powell. In his book, The America We Deserve, he named Mr. Powell as among one of the best and brightest in American society, but he was never a fan. Even though in his own book that he claims to have written, he said Mr. Powell is among the best and brightest in American society. Mr. Trump said that after the Times published an article scrutinizing his relationships with women, quote, all the women came out and said they think Donald Trump is terrific. Only one woman who was quoted in the article came to his defense after its publication. So she didn't come to defense when they were asking her about it. She later backtracked when, you know, she probably got a mysterious check in the mail. Unlike other people who only raise money for themselves during presidential campaigns, he also raises money for the Republican Party, which, you know, every presidential nominee forms a joint fundraising agreement to share his money with his or her national party. It's not something he does because he's, you know, a good guy. It's not a change in policy. It's something they do. If you're running for president, you and the party you're running with combine some sources so you can have funds. In the primaries, Mr. Kasich won one, and by the way, didn't win it by much. That was Ohio. Even though Mr. Kasich crushed him in Ohio by winning by 11 percentage points. I know it doesn't sound like much, but 11 percentage points in a 3 or 4 person primary race at that point is kind of big. Lester Holt, the NBC anchor and debate moderator, quote, is a Democrat. Mr. Holt is a registered Republican, New York City records show. So, Lester Holt, the moderator, is a Republican. So basically, if you were going to pick somebody to go up there and try to make the Republican look good, wouldn't you think it would be a Republican? The presidential debate moderators are all Democrats. It's a very unfair system. Even though only Chris Wallace of Fox News is a registered Democrat. And he's on Fox News! It said, it hasn't been reported that Mrs. Clinton called some Trump supporters deplorables. It would be difficult to find the news organization that didn't report her remark. I've been hearing about the baskets of deplorables all month already, since she said it. Like, oh, she needs to be disqualified from the presidential race. And this is going into inaccurate claims about Clinton. Hillary Clinton and her campaign started the birther controversy in 2008. Mrs. Clinton and her campaign never publicly questioned President Obama's birthplace. Mr. Trump made it his signature cause for 5 years. Mrs. Clinton had the power and the duty to stop the release of unauthorized immigrants whose home countries would not accept their deportation after they were released from prison. Fact check, the Secretary of State does not have the power to detain convicted criminals after they serve their sentences and has little power to make foreign countries accept deportees. Mrs. Clinton has not criticized jihadists and foreign governments that oppress and kill women, and gay people and non-Muslims. Has Hillary Clinton ever called people who support these practices deplorable, irredeemable? No. She has denounced jihadists and foreign countries on the same grounds, if not necessarily using the same words. Do people notice Hillary is copying the airplane rallies? Is copying my airplane rallies? She puts the plane behind her like I've been doing from the beginning. He did not invent the tactic He did not invent the tarmac rally or the campaign plane backdrop. Mrs. Clinton destroyed 13 smartphones with a hammer while she was Secretary of State. An aide told the FBI of only two occasions in which phones were destroyed with a hammer. All right, so I got to 21 things that he said that were inaccurate about himself, policies, or Hillary Clinton. I made it to the 21st one, and that's the first one that I looked at and said, wow, she really smashed the phones with a hammer? Like, that really, like, that's the first thing that I said to myself, wow, that's a little shady. But okay. I know several people that smash phones with hammers and have burner phones. You ever seen The Wire? Mrs. Clinton said... He said Mrs. Clinton is calling for total amnesty in the first 100 days, including a virtual end to immigration enforcement, and for unauthorized immigrants to receive Social Security and Medicare. She has not anywhere proposed this. Mrs. Clinton is effectively proposing to abolish the borders around the country. She is not even proposing to cut funding for the Border Patrol. Hillary's plan would bring in 620,000 refugees in her first term alone and would cost $400 billion. Now, think of that number. 620,000. No. Wait. 620,000. 620,000. I do seventh grade math every day, guys. So if I say the numbers wrong, I'm sorry. 620,000 refugees in her first term. She endorsed admitting 65,000 refugees this year on top of other admissions. Mr. Trump is falsely claiming she wants to do this every year and is estimating the cost accordingly. She doesn't want to do it every year. It only needs to be done once. You get all the people in and that's it. And here are some speech falsehoods. Things he said routinely in speeches that have been proven to be untrue. Our African-American communities are absolutely in the worst shape that they've ever been in before. Ever, ever, ever. And there is no measurement that supports this characterization of Black America. 58% of Black youth are not working. This misleading statistic counts high school students as out of work. Black youth unemployment was actually 20.6% in July. Okay. There's two sides to this coin. First of all, high school students shouldn't actually have to work, okay? High school students should be going to high school. You should want to work if you want to make extra, having a car is something you get when you're 17, you go get your license and you get a car and maybe you get a job to help pay for the car, but that's not something that you have to do. That's something you want to do because you think that makes your life easier. Expenses that come before high school ends are things that you, your parents, don't want to get for you. But things that you need, like water, food, shelter, these are things provided to you by your parents. Trips to, transportation to school. School gives you a Metro card. I know you don't want to ride the bus, but you know what? That's lazy. That's a lazy American thing that has happened. And second of all, does everybody listening to this podcast know that when troops come home from Iraq, they count as unemployed? Even though they don't technically need jobs? They have money. They got money from the war. They don't need jobs. They can go take a house and the bank fronts them the money. They go get a loan from the bank and they don't need to put up collateral. And they've been in the army not spending whatever pennies on the dollar they were making in the army. You know, the prison wages that they make, they weren't spending it in Iraq. They ain't no stores there. So when troops come home, the second they hit America, they are counted into the statistics as unemployed Americans. So it's a misleading stat. It's not true. 58% of Black youth are not working. How many percent of those youth were in war? And they came home. How many of those percent of those youth served their country, came home, and then got shot when they left their gun home because they were African American? Because they were wearing a hoodie. Or reaching for a pack of Skittles. Which, by the way, if you have three of those Skittles, one of them's gonna kill you, according to Eric Trump, who is an anti-Semitic asshole. Quote, Hundreds of thousands of people are being approved to pour into the country. We have no idea who they are. The Obama administration has admitted more than 10,000 Syrian refugees, but they use an extensive screening process. They don't not know, have any idea who they are. We have cities that are far more dangerous than Afghanistan. I'm going to say that again. This is a quote from the Republican presidential candidate. We have cities in America that are far more dangerous than Afghanistan. 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 And obviously, I don't need to read the fact check on this, but I will anyway. No American city resembles a war zone, though crime has risen lately in some, like Chicago. Urban violence has fallen a lot, I can't pronounce the word they're using for that, over the last 25 years. Ford plans to cut American jobs by relocating small car production to Mexico, and many move all production outside the United States. Mark Fields, Ford's chief executive, said it was not cutting American jobs. So, to take a fact, say you make a lot of cars. Say you make 10 cars a year at Factory A. If you want to make 10 more cars a year at Factory B, that's not cutting jobs. It's not like you're going to Factory B and doing 5 cars in each factory. We have a trade deficit this year with China of approximately $500 billion. He's made this claim repeatedly, but the trade deficit with China is significantly smaller. And last in this article, Senator Bernie Sanders fell victim to a rigged system with the superdelegates. Mr. Sanders did not lose the Democratic nomination because of superdelegates. Mrs. Clinton beat him in pledged delegates too. And if you look closer at those polls, and if you look closer at the amount of votes Bernie Sanders got versus the amount of votes Hillary Clinton got, you would actually see that it was not even that close. Bernie Sanders may have been bigger on the internet, but Hillary Clinton was bigger in real life. Oh, by the way, this article was published before the debate. You guys want to talk about the debate for a little while? This guy stood up there for 90 minutes and told lies. Repeated lies. More lies than this, than the 31 lies I just railed off to you that were covered in the New York Times Saturday article. He said he'll release his tax returns when Hillary Clinton releases her 30,000 deleted emails. First of all, I wish that I can use Hillary Clinton's emails as an excuse for everything. Take out the trash. I'll take out the trash when you release your deleted emails. Jason, you gotta go to work today. I'll go to work today when Hillary Clinton releases her emails. Jay, you gotta take a walk to the store. Nope, not until Hillary Clinton releases her emails. What do you think this is? Meanwhile, deleted emails mean that they're deleted. If you think she has the emails, they're not deleted. They're stored in another folder somewhere. And don't you think Julian Assange would have found them already? Where's Julian Assange, by the way? What's he waiting for? I'm waiting for that damning evidence. Donald Trump said that Hillary Clinton didn't have the stamina to be president as he was sucking wind an hour into this thing. He was out of gas. Hillary Clinton was talking, and Donald Trump tried to talk over her by saying, "That's not true." All he kept saying is, sorry, my cat was trying to get in my room. Well, he interrupted her about 50 times. He said she's nothing but sound bites. That's what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump, the guy whose entire campaign has been based on sound bites and rhetoric. I get that Americans don't like politicians, but I mean, you know, listen. It's like if I go to a restaurant and I see that things aren't working properly, I'm going to go to another restaurant. I'm not going to go to a flower shop or a hotel. or an optical surgeon. I'm not going to do that. If I'm hungry, I'm going to go to another restaurant. We need a president. We have to elect a politician now. Few people don't like a two-party system. First of all, for all the people that are saying that it's not a two-party system, pass me the meth that you are smoking, because you guys are really high. It's a two-party system. Look at the polls, you idiots. Look at the debates. Was there three or four people on stage, or was there two? Now, if you people want to change the system, I want to see you all over Facebook on November 9th. I don't want this to end on the 8th. I want to see you people going to local elections. I want to see you people still making a big deal out of this in December, in January, in March. I don't want you to wait 4 years for this. You wait 4 years for this and then you complain about who the candidate is. Who's the real fool? Hillary Clinton's been working on being president since 1992. If you actually think that, oh, Trump got her. Trump's got this in the bag. He's got something that Hillary didn't prepare for. He's got something that Hillary didn't prepare for. She's been preparing for this for over 40 years of her life. This is the only thing she was born to do. Is be president. I understand that Hillary Clinton is like your boring aunt. She's like your boring aunt who is a teacher, you know? Like, you know, when you go, like, your grandparents take you, you know, fancy. My grandfather used to take me to, me and my cousin Stefan to Toys R Us and then to McDonald's. I thought that was the most fun Saturday in the world. We'd go to Toys R Us, buy a toy, and then we'd go to McDonald's, I'd get hotcakes, and then I'd play in the ball pit or infected bacteria. Either way, I would play in the ball pit with my new toy and my cousin. It was fun. That was the most fun afternoon in the world. My aunt, however, is an educator. So sometimes she'd say, oh, aunt, your aunt's coming to pick you up. Oh, cool. I can't wait. What are we going to do? We're going to go to the museum. What? Oh, man. The Museum of Natural History. But I don't want to go there. That's not fun. I know, but it's educational. But I don't want to do educational things. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, that aunt is doing it because she wants you to be a better person. She's doing it for the betterment of you, for the betterment of society. She wants you to grow up to be more educated. And she knows that you have enough trashy reality TV to watch, you know? That's what Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is trashy reality television, and Hillary Clinton is an actual series that you care about. Like, people love Game of Thrones. People loved Breaking Bad. People just tune in to Real Housewives, you know, to make fun of it. They don't actually tune in on the edge of their seat, waiting for next week, hosting podcasts about it, discussing the endeavors of each, you know what I'm saying? They don't do that. But with Breaking Bad and Walking Dead and all that stuff, it's like, oh my God, we need more. Like Game of Thrones, like, they need more. They need it. It's not like that. If you want it to be serious, it shouldn't have even been this close. I don't understand why it's this. It's only this close because the Republicans really, this really shows how weak the Republican field is. Because if they had anybody normal, if they had one regular Republican running for president, Hillary Clinton would be losing right now. Because fundamentals dictate that the election, that when it's a dead heat like this, on after 8 years, that the fundamentals means that the polls swing towards the party that is not in office currently during an economic crisis slash, like, you know, fundamentals means the way the economy affects the polls. And if the economy was bad, which, you know, Donald Trump is saying that it is, then polls would lean more towards Donald Trump. Because he's the Republican. And the Republican is not the person in office right now. But fundamentals are thrown out the window in this election because Donald Trump is not a real candidate. Donald Trump's an orange crayon. He's Cheeto Jesus. He's a reality TV star. He's a racist, xenophobic, misogynistic piece of shit who I would kill if I had the chance. Where's Mitt Romney when you need him? Where is Mitt Romney? Where is John McCain? Where is Sarah Palin? These people are nuts. I'm going to take a quick break before I'm going to read some tweets. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks podcast, the Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks podcast.
And we are back. Okay, before I move on, I just want to say that I meant to say this in the beginning. When you click on the Jay Porks podcast, like today, I'm talking about boring politics. This isn't what it is, how it is. This is the Jay Porks podcast. I'm not here giving you, like, I don't want you to listen to this and say, oh, well, he forgot to mention this, 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 and this. He's wrong. This is a podcast. This is what's going on the mind of Jay Porks. This is how I think, and if you think like me, you're my friend. If you're similar to me, we hang out. If you're not, then I really don't hang out with you. So if you're probably no Trump supporter listening to this, but if you are, fuck you. Fuck you, and fuck you. You're ruining this country. Now, I said I was going to read some tweets, and that kind of sounded like not as smart as it was going to be. I follow this guy on Twitter, Bearded Stoner, and you could follow him, at Bearded Stoner. He's somebody that I don't know, but I follow him because he's got a lot of... He tweets political stuff, and he's one of the smartest people I've ever... Like, most of the stuff he tweets, I have to look up what certain things mean, you know? And then when I... Like, 20 minutes later, when I dissect all 140 characters, I realize this guy is really one of the smartest people I've ever come across. So I'm glad I followed him. But I'm going to read some things here. Trump is the kind of guy people who go to Buffalo Wild Wings for a nice meal think is classy and sophisticated. Right? Trump is like somebody created a bot out of Nixon, Reagan, and P.T. Barnum quotes. Facts. It's like the loudest guy at the party is running for president. And this, after the debate, or during the debate, it says, in limited answer time, Clinton has to squeeze in everything she knows. Trump has to stretch to fill time. In all caps, who should be president? That's another thing. When you're given 15 minutes, and then like 2 minutes in, you ran out of things to say, that means you're not ready to be president. That means you are not somebody who can be president. This man has filed Chapter 11 like 6 times. America doesn't work like the IRS and the businesses do. And like, I feel like he only knows the names of, like, China and Russia. He doesn't know any other countries. And Clinton visited 117 countries in her 4 years as Secretary of State. Donald Trump said, I travel all around the world. Yeah, did you travel to 117 countries? Can you name more than 5? And, Donald Trump right now is the way I would sound if I had to fill 2 minutes on live TV about the history of Malta. He says after the debate, I thought it was a clear Clinton win, especially the Bertha point and close, but I don't know why it's gone this far, so what do I know? Exactly the point. I don't know why it's gone this far. And Donald Trump stood there, and they said, you said that the president wasn't born in America. And he said, well, I made him show the birth certificate. What about when... Here was an interesting nugget of the debate. When Hillary Clinton said that Donald Trump is hiding his taxes, maybe there's a chance that he didn't pay taxes. Probably because he doesn't pay taxes, what she said. He interrupted with, quote, "That makes me smart." Okay. Now, let's not go into the IQ of somebody who pays taxes or not. Let's not, you know, talk about whether that's smart or not smart, how dumb. That's not really the point here. The point is that it's a law to pay taxes. It's the law. And if you don't pay taxes, you're breaking the law. So if you're breaking the law, don't you think you wouldn't want to say that when, I don't know, 84 million people are watching? That would make me smart. It would make you smart if you didn't mention it on TV, you dumbass. "That makes me smart," he said. "That makes you a criminal." Like, and Bearded Stoner tweets, "I don't even feel like I can have a beer with Trump. Who wants to wake up missing a kidney in a bathtub full of ice, right?" And this tweet is for those of you who are still undecided. Are you okay? How do you get anything done? Oh, boy. And this was a retweet. "I've never seen anything spur voter registration more than Donald Trump on an open mic. Every person I registered today mentioned it." And this, there was a New York Times opinion piece that said neither Jill Stein nor Gary Johnson has a prayer of winning. A vote for either puts Trump a step closer to victory. And Bearded Stoner retweets and says, "Yes, but some people have feelings. Some people's feelings are more important than other people's lives." And even though the Trumpets are around the internet using hashtag Trump won, the New York Times has an article that Donald Trump's advisors plan to more rigorously prepare him for the next presidential debate. You know what's great about the next debate? It's town hall, and voters get to ask the questions. So, like, when a Muslim gets up and says, "Why do you hate me?" Trump has to look that person in the face and lie. Everything this guy... Wrong. Never said that. That's not how a debate works. You get 15 minutes, you get 15 minutes. Doesn't pay taxes. Said it was smart. When asked about... They were talking about violence in inner city, stuff like that. After saying law and order about 40 times, he said he would bring back stop and frisk because it worked so well in New York, he said. Rudy Giuliani is in the crowd, he said, and, you know, it worked well. And then the moderator interrupted him and said, "You know that the Supreme Court deemed stop and frisk unconstitutional, right?" Yeah, this is the guy that wants to make the country great again. The country based off the Constitution. But stop and frisk was found by the Supreme Court to be unconstitutional. And Donald Trump wants to bring back stop and frisk, only he wants to do it nationwide. Nationwide stop and frisk. It worked well. If it worked well, why is violent crime continuing to plummet? I know heroin overdoses up, but that's only because Staten Islanders can't get Percocets. Even on the mayor de Blasio, it keeps declining. I'm not saying de Blasio is a good mayor. Just saying. Stop and frisk didn't work. It inappropriately targeted black youths. That's what it did. And after Lester Holt said it was unconstitutional, Trump said, "Well, that judge just, you know, she had a, you know, she was in the mood." Like, he kind of made it seem like the judge was having a bad day, or that one judge. even though it's the entire Supreme Court, that one judge had an agenda, basically. So, like, every judge that finds against Donald Trump has an agenda. Judge Curiel with the Mexican guy, even though he's not Mexican, he's from Indiana. Everybody, it's rigged. The election is rigged, he said. Donald Trump set this up before the debates when he said debate moderators are all Democrats. Except Lester Holt's a Republican. And it sounds like you're trying to get out of the debate because you came really close to this and you're like, oh shit, I'm really going to look stupid now. When I get up there and I only know four words, make America great again, that's going to be a problem. And it was. And anybody who thinks that Donald Trump had a good showing in that debate is a lunatic. The only one who thinks he had a good showing is Pablo Escobar, because at least somebody's buying all that cocaine. So, did Donald Trump's cocaine come from America? Because doesn't he want to make America great again? So if he's going to buy cocaine, I hope he didn't get it from some other country. Now, don't outsource jobs. All he was up there sniffing. That's all he was doing. Howard Dean called him out on it. First, and that's funny because Howard Dean is the guy famous for screaming at a rally like he just dumped cocaine down his nostrils. Howard Dean's speech from, I think it was 12 years ago. We're going to Indiana and Arkansas and Nebraska. And then we're going all the way to the White House. Woo! That speech looks like it was fueled upon Howard Dean cutting his skull open and pouring cocaine directly onto his brain and closing up his skull. But he's the one who came out and said, I think Donald Trump has a cocaine habit. How awesome is that? Stop and frisk. And also, to taper off here, because I'm on my, I mean, how many things can happen? I don't hear anybody talking about bad things Hillary did. Besides, oh, Hillary was too boring. She left herself open for, you know, to be... Listen, she may have left herself open for a politician to attack her at a debate, but that's not what happened. She's debating a failed businessman. Trump Steaks, Trump University, Trump Towers, all these things fall. But towards the end of the debate, you know, around the time Donald Trump was bringing up Rosie O'Donnell, because, you know, that's always what you want to talk about in a presidential debate. Even Rosie O'Donnell probably popped at home like, seriously? Are they talking about me? But, so he said that Hillary has spent way more money on TV time than he has TV ads. Which, first of all, when you say racist things in the... See, there's a new way of advertising. It's free advertising because it's called the media. The media will give you free advertising as long as you say something stupid. So that Donald Trump doesn't need to pay for commercials because he's on TV every day on every news channel saying, you know, he hates Muslims and Mexicans. And women. But besides that, I actually, if you go to YouTube, open up your YouTube page and tell me you don't see that gigantic Trump Pence post. So he bought some fucking ads. He bought on YouTube. He figured out that Bill Gates isn't going to be able to shut down the internet for him. But he said she releases these ads. I haven't released any ads. And, you know, they're not, she says things that aren't very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is a wuss. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump said that Hillary Clinton isn't being very nice to him. Aww, not being very nice. The guy who said he would kill Muslim families. Families of suspected terrorists, but you know what he meant. The guy who called all Mexicans rapists and murderers and drug dealers. The guy who said that pregnancy is an inconvenience for business, which, by the way, when he said that, when Hillary said that, he said that pregnancy is an inconvenience for business. He said, I never said that. Dude, that's like the most played clip of you saying that it's good for a man, it's good for a woman, but it's bad for business. That's what you said. You said it. So this is what I do now. Like, now my new thing is, here's how you win an argument now. Just when you're arguing with somebody and you don't agree with what they're saying, listen to everything they say. And then when they're wrong, tell them, but that's what you said. But that's what you said. I got this friend on Facebook, Lara, and Lara's cool. We both like weed, and we both like Kasabian. But she's like a tinfoil hat 9/11 truther crazy person who lives in South Africa or something and comments on the election saying how bad Hillary is, and, you know, Trump is bad, but he's just a tool compared to Hillary. So every time she posts something like, better than Trump, and she says, oh, well, Trump's not a real candidate. That's what they want you to think. I'm like, okay, Trump's not a real candidate. Good, I'm not going to worry about this. So then she continues to post anti-Hillary stuff. So I just kept posting. I'm like, but Trump isn't a real candidate. That's what you told me. You told me that. Even though the polls are a dead heat right now, and there are still 84 million Americans, apparently, who need to tune into the debate to figure out if they're voting for a racist or a normal person, you know? There are that many people undecided. What does that tell you? I mean, she's not very nice. She's been saying mean things about me. Well, don't you call her Crooked Hillary? Isn't that what you call her? She said that Donald Trump was looking forward to the housing collapse so he can build, you know, so he can make money because he's a developer. And he said that's called being a smart businessman. No, it's called hoping for Americans to fail. That's what it's called. Back in 2012, Atlantic City used to be a place I would frequent. 2010, 11, 12. Can't go there anymore because all the hotels closed down. Why'd they all close down? Because Donald Trump didn't pay any of these people. They don't have any money. How many things? I forgot who said it. I forgot if this was a TV show. What? No, Bill Hicks said it. How loud do his balls need to be smacking you in the ass for you to believe that he's fucking you, man? How loud do you have to hear it? The silent majority. The racist majority. All these people, they don't see color. They're scared. They're scared of any color that's not white. They want to go back to the values that, you know, Europe had before the colonies. I don't get it, man. Again, this is just my opinion. Don't come at me, bro. Don't you dare come at me. So I don't understand. I can't believe pot is not an issue. I can't believe that the presidential candidates aren't talking about pot. It's really not going to be legal? We're really going to continue this? I'm going to have to take a plane places. That doesn't make me very happy. Thought like that would be the tiebreaker, you know? Alright, I really hope that something else happens this week so I don't have to keep doing election stuff. We got 40 days, with 40 days out. 40 days and 40 nights. I'm already building an ark out of wood and I'm grabbing two of every species. I love how people hear the story about a 70-year-old man building a boat out of wood. It raining for 40 days, him getting all species to get on that boat, and then they still have faith that there's somebody in heaven. You know? I mean, they think that that's real. Sorry, I work in a Catholic school. It's all pent up. 40 days out. People, if you want to vote for Donald Trump, please, Do me a favor. Clorox tastes real good. I promise. I promise you, you should do shots of bleach and tell me how you feel in 3 hours. Please. Play in traffic. Get a heroin addiction. Walk around an urban community unarmed, not causing trouble with a hoodie on and Skittles in your pocket. Do something that gets you killed. Because you people are going to ruin this damn country. Do you know that I... Alright, you guys know I'm really into, like, What Culture and stuff. The What Culture website. Anyway, they're in England. They do their WWE stuff. I met the two Adams in outside the Barclays Center before Monday Night Raw. They are now my close personal friends. And my close personal friends, I mean, I took a selfie with them and I tweeted them every day. People in England were watching the debate like, wow, this is so entertaining. It's not entertaining. It's scary. It makes me very fearful. People say, oh, well, Jay, maybe you shouldn't have watched the debate. I wasn't watching the debate. I was watching wrestling, you clowns. I don't watch the debate live. I got the sound bites on Twitter as they were happening during the commercial breaks. Made Raw a little more interesting. Stretched out that 3 hours. So, like, if you're writing that tweet at me right now and you're going to comment on election stuff, no. This isn't a forum. My podcast this week is not a forum. If I need your help, I will ask for your help. All I need is to wake up in 44 days and Donald Trump is no longer a thing. Before I get up on out here, I'm going to give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get all your live music, news, and reviews for the fans, by the fans. We'll be doing stuff there eventually. Again, I promise. I work 8 to 6 now, so I'm trying. When concerts, I promise that I will. When I go to shows, it will not go unmentioned. And you will hear about it all at ConcertConfessions.com. Also, you can go to ChristinaRocks.com, hang the DJ, 89xradio.com every Sunday morning, throwback alternative like it's Thursday, only it happens Sunday morning, 8 to noon. If I'm on my way to the buffet, I listen to her, or if I wake up early enough, I listen to her. It's good times had by all. Tweet at her, tell her you're listening, tell her she is the coolest cucumber in the salad. It's a fact. Because I said it is. AndyDera.com, that's HQ. That's where you're going to get all your Dera Network podcasting needs. Whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, whether that's Jesse Unplugged. The flagship show, the Andy Dera Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Parks Podcast. Get it all at AndyDera.com. And of course, the headlines are always powered by Annie Quiet. When there is music headlines, they are powered by Annie Quiet because AnnieQuiet.com is your source for quality. And before we get up out, before we leave, before we get to the wacky weed and Warren Zevon, I just want to say that Nate Silver and our buddies at 538 still have the Polls Plus thing going, the election forecast. And they have. There is a 55% chance of Hillary Clinton being president. 55.5. To be honest, I thought that would have went up, but maybe all the polls aren't in yet. So people, if you care at all about this country, you will not waste your vote because you're mad that Bernie Sanders didn't get to be the nominee. If Bernie Sanders had a chance at being the nominee, if he had a chance of winning the presidency, the Democrats would have nominated him. That's how it is. Hopefully this is the last election stuff I have to talk about. Until next time, folks, Wacky Weed warns Yvonne, and don't vote Trump. And if you're going to vote Trump, at least drink bleach before you do. Late.
This has been the Jay Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.